are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And tonight we are not going to be joined by our co-host, Reverend Lolita. So you're going to have to bear with me. But what we are doing is we are still going to be taking callers as usual. As we go to each caller, we're going to need you to state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Today, we are featuring the 15-minute reading on our website for only $5. If you book before 12 midnight, you will be able to get in on 15-minute reading special for only $5.95. All right, we're going to go and move it right along. We're going to take our first caller. Our first caller today is by area code 323. Please, hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C. And
Yes, Jacqueline.
I met this young man today, and I'm wondering, what do you see as far as he and I becoming friends?
Okay. Let's see here. Give me one moment as I pull this information up for you.
Okay.
May I have his first name only, please?
Will.
Okay. Okay, as far as I'm receiving, I definitely see a lot of potential for this to develop into a friendship between you and him. And I'm even seeing this with the potential to go from that into more of a romantic type setting.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you exchange any form of communication? Did you give any sort of contact details to one another, because I'm sensing that he's going to be reaching out to you.
Oh, yes. Actually, I gave him a business card and some sample products to sample.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, I actually see this turning out to be very good for you.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to move it right along and take our next caller, who's coming under the area code 602. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. My name's Christina, and I'm calling from California. Hi.
Hello, Christina. How may I help you?
Well, I just recently applied for a position, and I wonder if I'm going to get it.
Okay, let's see. That is an affirmative that I'm getting. So I believe that you will get the job, and according to what I'm sensing, you should get a word by either Monday or Tuesday of the coming week.
Okay, is it going to be
It's only one question per caller, so I'm going to stop you right there.
Thank you.
Just to keep it fair to everybody, don't mean to be rude, but I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to move it right along now, and we're going to go into our next caller, who's coming by area code 513. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, I'm calling from Ohio, and my name is Katrina. And I just moved here about 3.5 years ago, and I have a lot of relatives here, and they seem so distant. And I want to know, why do they seem so distant?
Okay. One of the things that I'm picking up on is that they seem very distant because they are very distant. It's the mindset that they have. It's so much more different than your own. I feel that they have a lot of judgment in them towards others because they tend to be very critical. And while I sense that you have some good family members, I really feel that it's going to take quite a while before your family really warms up and comes into reality. I feel that right now they're all looking towards, you know, themselves in a way.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we're going to go into our next caller now, who is coming under the area code 917. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, how are you? This is Ashiel. I've been reading from you before. And I'm
yes,
from you. New York. How are you?
Doing good. How about you, and how may I help you?
You know about that legal situation that I was having. I'm sure you remember, right?
Yeah.
So what I did is trying to get in touch with them so they can send me some paperwork, and so I can find out exactly what's going on in the case. And I should be getting the paperwork next week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just curious, what do you see coming? Because I feel like I had to take action. I don't know if I was assuming it.
Mm-hmm. I actually get now that things should begin to go a lot smoother. And you shouldn't be facing as many brick walls with this as you were before.
Okay.
I feel that the paperwork will also be very enlightening and will give you what you need to proceed.
Okay. So obviously I had to get involved, right?
Yes.
I had to take actions because I was just waiting. Mm-hmm. And so suddenly, and I should be getting the paperwork next week. And do you see any problem with me filling it out? Anything I need to do?
Okay. And Sheila, we're only doing one question per caller today.
Oh, show.
Yeah, so I do apologize, but we have to keep it fair to everybody. But mind you, like I said, you should not be meeting as many brick walls now. And yes, getting involved really is the right thing to do at this point. I think that you have been waiting a little too long. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Ashiel.
Thank you. I'll get in touch with you again anyway. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're moving right along now. Our next caller is by area code 631.
Hello.
Caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Suzanne, Long Island. And when do you see a steady boyfriend? For me.
Okay, Suzanne. Give me one moment while I try and tap into that energy field for you. Wow. Okay. This is going to sound ironic, Suzanne, but I am getting that it's here within the very end of this month, which, you know, we only have 1 week left in it. And, it was in the very beginning of July coming up. So it looks to me like it's bound to happen any time now. Okay?
Well, Howard, I'm going on a blind date maybe next week, but that's the only person. I have
Well, if it's them or if it's someone else, the opportunity will present itself.
Do you think it's with the new person I'm going to meet? Because the others are just like friends. One, I'm not attracted. Two.
We're only doing one question per caller, hon, but I could see logically how it might end up being the person that you're going to meet. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go now to area code 650. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Carol. I'm calling from the San Francisco area. And,
yes, hello, Carol.
Hi. And I have a friend who has a restaurant for sale in Vermont. I and wanted to know if he's going to sell it soon, and if so, where they're going to move to.
Okay. Let's see here. I do see it being sold soon, okay? When we're talking soon, I love to give out timelines here because they seem to be one of my fortes, I guess. But I'm seeing it sold here around, let's see, just the later part of July. I'm getting around the 25th of July. Okay.
25th of July. Okay.
As far as where they moved to, I don't have the answer for that. I feel that that is still undetermined, even in the spirit world.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller is 501. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Adam, it's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
I just thought I'd call and tell you some good news for a change. I got a job.
Yay! Awesome!
Yeah.
Give me a call after the show. I'll try and get you in tonight, okay?
Okay, all righty.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, that is so awesome, you know. And we are all in this economy right now, and we are just all trying to scrape by. And, you know, well, for the most part, there are people out there that, you know, are doing pretty well. But we have a lot of us out there right now. We're just kind of scraping by. We're trying to get things going. We're even trying to get new jobs. We're trying to leave the jobs that we have because they're not paying enough. But it seems to be taking quite a long time for anything to get done. And truthfully, it is all well worth the wait here and there. However, sometimes we may even end up getting a job that doesn't pay everything we want. But it's better than sitting back and having nothing. All right. We're going to open up the channels now. For anyone else to call in to today's show, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. And please, if you have a question, call in using that call-in number. Raise your hand by pressing 1 once you've called in, so we bring you into the queue. And I can go ahead and take your call and answer your question. As you call in, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question when you're brought on air. We're not doing the chat room today. Unfortunately, I cannot do it from my side alone. So it's only open when we have our co-hosts and everything seems to be going well. Please, as a side note, we are featuring a special today on HousePsychic.com, and that special is 15-minute reading for only $5.95. We also feature a sale going on for this month of $19.95, which grants you a full hour's reading, and that really will get in depth with every part of your life, your love, your finances, your health, your home, you know. You name it. We also have some other great specials on here if you want to just go over and check them out. The website is how, as in like how are you, psychic.com. That is spelled HOWPSYCHIC.COM. We're now going to feature some music here by our famous artist Zarina can now be found at Zarina1.com. That is spelled TZARINA1.com. Today we're listening to track 2 of the Oneness CD, and track 2 is entitled Serenity. Thank you. For those of you out there that would like to call in and ask a question, please use the phone number 619-789-6807. And once more, please check out howpsychic.com to take advantage of the great specials on private readings that we are offering today and throughout the month. All right, and it looks like we have another caller here. This caller is coming from area code 111. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California.
Hey, Nathaniel. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
I'm just kind of wondering how it's going to unfold on the career finance front.
Oh, that's a new one for you, huh?
Kind of.
I think you're always asking me about something else like the spiritual and all that. But I actually get a great feeling on the career and the financial unfolding here for you, even within the next month coming in July. I'm sensing something around July 5th and July 6th. And ironically, just right after the 4th.
Well,
I feel that, are you waiting on another couple of deals to come in?
I'm just kind of waiting on a lot of things. I'm selling some stuff. I've got a few applications out. I'm selling a couple, some stuff. I don't know if I'll put the house out for sale. I could rent a room out here.
Yeah.
I think I rent a room.
Understandable. Well, I definitely see two things that you've been waiting on coming in, and they seem to be pretty major, but in a really good way. All right?
All right.
Well, awesome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. We have another caller here. This caller is coming by the name Kalina, if I'm pronouncing it right. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Kalina. I'm calling from Ohio.
Yes, Kalina. How may I help you today?
I'd like to know what is going wrong with my son, as he hasn't done anything illegally or something. He's not doing anything with his life, and everything has been done for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's incredibly smart. So, by doing nothing with his life.
Okay. Well, according to what I'm feeling, he needs, in a way, he needs that motivation. He needs to know that unless he does better for himself, no one's going to continue for the rest of his life to do for him. And I feel what's wrong with him is that he has a bit of depression. I feel that he feels very misunderstood, and even though he really may not be, he also seems to lack the drive because I feel he doesn't feel like he has enough things around him that interest him to make actions to do better for himself.
I don't understand. He just came back from Japan. Before that, he went to New York. I mean, I told him I will take away the house. He's 21. He'll be 22 in December. I told him, I'm going to take away the house. I've paid for it all this time. He says, I'm not allowed in the house because it's his. I said, until you sign the mortgage check, it's my house.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
My sister stopped helping him. He's not going to school. nothing. He's doing, he works, I think, one night at Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. He's not going to school. He's nothing.
He's not doing anything. Okay. Well, sadly enough, I feel that you really need to continue to play hardball with him, and you no longer should support him in any other way than buying him maybe food to sustain his life force. But you need to take away the house. You need to take away all of the other comforts of life that he has been receiving due to others' actions. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to
okay.
take any more time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We have one more caller here by area code 531. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello? Caller by area code 513. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. All right. Well, I guess that one just kind of dropped out there, so we're going to move it right along. We have another caller here. Our next caller is by area code 610. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello?
Yes, hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Sandy. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Yes, hello, Sandy. How may I help you?
I was calling concerning a career question regarding my present job.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what you were picking up. I mean, I'm not there 1 year, but it's, you know, pretty close. And I like my work, and I'm always up for the challenge. But in the past 2 months, there has been some animosity, treatment coming from people I work closely with. You know, the project manager, and there was another developer. And I've kind of like been ignoring it, and I'm not making a big deal out of it. But it's getting very, very obvious. You know, they exclude me from everything, you know, from the coffee breaks, even simple things like saying good morning or good night or goodbye. Just basic work stuff, and they treat me as cool as ice. So I don't know what's being picked up, you know, about it, because I'm not planning on leaving that place. So.
Okay, so what exactly is your question here?
I just want to know, I don't know what the issue is. I mean, I know that
you just want to know why... You're receiving the kind of treatment that you are.
Yes, I want to know if it's going to change, because I've tried to, you know, break the ice and change. But if you're going to be treated like dirt, it's like, why are you going to continue to approach it, you know? And I know they're constantly, you know, talking behind my back and that stuff. It is very unpleasant. So I wanted to see what you were seeing about
the
situation, you know?
Well, one, I'm seeing a lot of jealousy. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I feel you're receiving that treatment. But two, I feel that you have a much different state of mindset than they do.
What?
You're very kind. You're very caring. And you love to help people. And that's very good. Those are all good qualities. But I feel where you are, for the most part, and the people treating you this way, they're all about themselves, and they're all about, you know, just stabbing everyone and walking on everybody's back in order to get to where they want to be.
Right.
So I feel that that's one of the reasons why, it's actually the reason why you're experiencing such issues with it. Okay.
But they treat everyone else great, you know, in the team. You know, there's even another female coworker and I treat her like a god.
Oh, they might be treating them well on the surface, but that's because they're scratching each other's backs and they're trying, and while they're talking to each other, but then they're stabbing each other's backs right afterwards. You know, plus they're all kind of in that mindset, and I have a feeling that this has been going on to other people rather than just you. I feel that whomever was in your position before you came there was also suffering from the same fate.
Well, actually, the person who was in my position, she left and came back, but they're extremely mm-hmm. friends with her. They can joke around because she's in another team.
Okay.
And they're extremely kind and friendly to her.
And they may have been treating her poorly before she came back, like when she was there the first time, and then treating her better when she came back and took another position or something to that effect. But I'm sure there's a lot of jealousy there, and I'm sure that's where all the problems are kind of stemming from. Well, honey, darkness doesn't mean that you have to have a reason to be jealous. Sometimes people are jealous without a reason at all. But I have another caller, so I'm going to move it right along. And I appreciate you calling in. I don't mean to be rude. Thank you. All right. We have another caller here by area code 313. I'm bringing you on air here momentarily. Okay,
Hi,
caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Sherry, and I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. And I just wanted to know, I was thinking about taking some psychic classes, and I was just wondering, should I take psychic classes?
Mm-hmm. You know what, Sherry? I do feel that you have some great gifts. And I would say, yes, go for psychic classes. But I also do offer, just so you know, mediumship and psychic training on a one-to-one basis from my website as well. And that website is
HowPsychic.com. HowPsychic.com. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. All right. Once more, we are offering some great specials on our website at HowPsychic.com. We are also featuring a 15-minute reading for only $5.95. If you want to check that out, the website is called HowPsychic, and that is spelled HowPsychic.com. All right, everyone, we're going to call in early night, and we want to thank everyone for calling in, sending out love, light, and namaste to everyone.